在这里面问候各位弟兄姐妹以及我们朋友平安与喜乐。
In here, I'm going to send my best regards to brothers and sisters and friends.
特别在今天啊，圣灵恩堂十八周年的时候，有机会在当中里面啊，一同敬拜，是神给我们的恩典。
It is very a special day for us today to celebrate the 18th anniversary of Sutherland, and we come together to experience the love of God.
也感谢主，让我们教会在十八年前有一个看见。
We thank God that He gave us a vision 18 years ago.
啊，要在南区啊，悉尼的南区拓展福音的工作。
And this vision is to ask us to proclaim the gospel in Sutherland Shire area.
所以在1993年的时候，我们先在马兰达啊这个地方里面开始我们的事工。
So we started a ministry in Miranda in 1993.
啊，随后在2002年啊。我们在这里啊，买到我们这个教会。
Also in 2002, we bought this place at Sutherland Church to meet for the meeting.
同样也是感谢我们在天上的父。
Also, we need to thank God for.
啊，因为在当时里面真的有群的弟兄姐妹，他们有一个看见。
At that time, there was a group of brothers and sisters. They have this vision.
他们同样有这个委身，也愿意摆上自己。
And they were willing to commit themselves to do this for God.
已经看到教会就是这个样子建立起来。
So we can see the church has been established.
所以在今天这个时候里面，是我们十八周年的时候。
So at this special day, in the 18th anniversary.
让我们真正一同感谢我们在天上的父。
So let us all come together to be thankful to God.
也一同赞美我们这位苍天造地，让我们有这个教会，这位
And also we need to praise the God who is the creator of everything and who gave us this church.
在我们感恩赞美的时候
While we are praising and giving thanks,
是我们周年纪念的时候、啊、也让我们、啊、看回头看我们教会。
So let us just recall what in the past.
看看我们有什么亏欠。
So we need to examine if there's anything we are still owing.
看看我们有什么还是做得不好的地方。
Is there anything we haven't done good enough?
没有尽我们自己的本分去为主工作。
Or is there anything we haven't fulfilled the obligation God has given us?
我们向前望。
So let us look forward.
以致晓得怎么样去改善我们自己。
So we know how to improve ourselves to keep forward.
为主做更多。
So we can do more for our Lord.
更好。
And better.
今天我想借着罗马书三处的经文。
And this morning I would like to quote the three passages from the book of Romans.
带出我们今天啊，我们要思想的重点。
And to bring out the main theme of the topic this morning.
啊，我讲题是十八周年啊。
And my topic is it is 18th anniversary.
是否还是在亏，还是在欠？
Is are we still owing or have we done enough for God?
如果你看英文圣经，可能看不到我所讲的话。
But if when you look at this in the English Bible,
但是如果你看中文圣经那些三处经文里面。
But if there's the difference between English translation and the Chinese translation. But if you read the Chinese Bible, you can tell the difference.
啊，那三段经文里面都有亏，还有欠这个字在里面。
In the Chinese version, you can see the word owing or insufficient.
让我们看看，停在这里看看我们自己是否真正有所亏，有所欠。
So now this morning, let us come together to think, is there anything we haven't fulfilled the obligation?
以致我们感谢的同时，我们晓得怎么样子做得更好。
So while we are giving thanks to God, and this is to help us to do better in the future.
所以这个罗马书，保罗说是罗马书提到三件事情。
So Paul, he has mentioned three things in this book.
这三件事情里面讲到有所亏，有所欠的。
In the book of Romans, Paul has mentioned the three things about owing or still haven't done enough.
让我们思想。
So this is, let us come to the
conclusion. 讲到人犯了罪。
The first one is tell, the first passage is tell us that everyone has sinned against God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And for short, the glory of the Lord.
这个是罗马书三章刚才读到的二十三节里面说的。
This is taken from 23.
因为世人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned.
亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And for short of the glory of God.
看圣经一开始，上帝造人。
We can tell in the beginning of the Bible about God created man.
他是照着他自己的形象和样式造人的。
God created man in His own image and His likeness.
他的目的是要人借着人去彰显上帝的荣耀。
God created man in order to reveal His glory through man.
这个在诗篇十九篇里面明明讲给我们听的。
Also in Psalm 19:1, it tells us clearly that
诸天说说上帝的荣耀。
The heaven declared the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
The skies proclaimed the work of His hands.
意思是说，不然就人连其他啊受造之物也要荣耀上帝。
It is that there is not just human mankind to glorify God. Everything God created is to glorify Him.
但是很可是。
But it is a shame that.
亚当夏娃，神创造他们。
God created Adam and Eve.
当他们受造以后。
After they have been created.
不多久
Not long after,
受魔鬼的引诱
they were tamed by Satan.
你看创世纪第三章告诉我们了吗
If you look at the Genesis chapter 3, it tells us that.
结果亚当夏娃犯了罪
So Adam and Eve, they have sinned, they sinned against God.
接着经文是这个样子世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀从亚当夏娃开始
It is very clear that from Adam and Eve, because they have sinned against God,So, all humans, they have sinned against God.
但是感谢上帝。
But we have to be thankful to God for.
直至需要满足。
When the day, when the time is full.
耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
Our Lord Jesus, He became flesh and came to the earth.
所以每年12月25号讲到圣诞节耶稣来地上了。
So every year on the 25th of December tells the whole world that the Lord Jesus who came to the earth.
耶稣出生那个晚上。
On the night of Jesus was born.
圣经告诉我们天使向牧羊人报信说。
The Bible tells us that an angel of the Lord he appeared to the shepherds.
你看路加福音第二章十三十四节。
And you look at the book of Luke at chapter 2 verse 13 to 14.
那里说忽然有一大队天兵。
And the Bible says that suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appear with the angel.
同那天使赞美上帝说
With the angel praising God and saying,
在至高之处
Glory to God in the highest.
荣耀归于上帝
And on earth peace to man on whom.
再讲一次在至高之处荣耀归于上帝
Again it says that glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦
And on earth the peace to man on whom he favor rest.
耶稣出生
The birth of Jesus.
原来上帝的荣耀
To bring glory to God.
在至高之处荣耀归于上帝
To glory God in the highest place.
后来更明白
And then we can see better.
因为33年以后
33 years after Jesus was born.
耶稣给人钉在十字架。
Our Lord Jesus, He was crucified.
流出他的宝血，做成这个救恩。
And He shed His precious blood to fulfill the salvation.
让我们世人的罪完全洗干净。
And it cleansed all the sins of humankind.
今天我们每一个相信耶稣的人。
For everyone of us who have believed in Jesus.
因此罪不赦免。
Our sin have been forgiven.
在我们上帝的眼中。
In the eyes of God, we become righteousness because of Christ.
本来我们认罪亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Before we believed in Christ, we were sinners. We fell short the glory of God.
因耶稣钉十字架流血，我们的罪已经得赦免。
It is because the blood shed on the cross, Jesus' blood was shed on the cross, our sin has been forgiven. We are no longer for short the glory of God. Because in the eyes of God, we are sinless.
我们相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
我们的过犯我已经给涂抹了。
Our transgressions, our sins have been cancelled.
本来在神当中我们是义人呐。
So we become righteous before God.
但是我还是又问。
Now I want to ask you.
问我也问你们。
Ask you and myself.
我们是否还是有所亏有所欠？
Are we still owing something?
如果我们随便用我们的自由意志
If we use our free will to do things
好像亚当夏娃一样
Just like Adam and Eve
受魔鬼的引诱的时候
They were tempted by Satan
那你做什么事情
So whenever you do
是否还是做一些我们的神不喜悦的事情
Are you still doing something that God would that God dislikes
这个时候问问我们自己
So we need to ask ourselves.
现在你坐在这个地方里面的时候，问问我们自己。
While we are sitting here, let us ask ourselves.
我的思想，我的行为，还是否还是在罪当中
？Is my thought and my deed are still sinning against God?
这个十八周年的时候
，In this 18th anniversary,
可能也是我们再回头回到神那里去的时候。
It is about time for us to return back to God.
不要亏缺神的荣耀。
Let us not own or shame God's glory.
明白我们神的心意。
Let us understand the will of God.
不但如此。
It's not just that.
我们更要积极的去荣耀我们的上帝。
We need to use ourselves to glorify our God.
啊，在积极方面去想。
And we need to do better, eager.
因为后来罗马书两段经文里面其实要我们积极去想怎么样子啊来荣耀我们的上帝。
In the following two passages, it's going to tell us to do better, eager to glorify God.
啊，我们想想好像感到有亏欠。
Now we may think, oh yes, there's something I'm still owing.
其实要我们去努力去做。
But this is to motivate us to do better in the future.
如果我们努力去做，尽我们的心，尽我们的意义去做的时候
，if we do our very best,
啊，那我们不会有感到亏缺神的荣耀这个感觉。
So we won't have to feel shame of God's glory.
相反来说，我们会荣耀我们的神。
But we will keep glorify God.
所以你看这第二，让我们看到第二，刚才读的第二。
So let us come to see the second passage.
彼此相爱。
It tells about to love one another.
总要常常以为亏欠。
It seems like all is still owing to love.
啊，让我们有这个感觉的时候，荣耀神呢，啊，更多了。
So we have this sense of owing, we will.Better and we will try more to glorify God.
神在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament time,
给以色列人十条诫命。
God gave Israel 10 commandments.
叫他们常常遵守。
And ask them to obey always.
好像说当守安息日。
Just like to keep the Sabbath.
所以每一个星期到教会来。
So that's why on every Sunday we come to church.
当时不是去教会，他们去到他们会堂去。
Of course, at that time, they are not going to the church, but the synagogue.
但是到了新约，我们耶稣的时代。
But in the New Testament time, in Jesus' time.
意思说是我们今天这个时候了。
That means the time we are at the present time.
我们的神只是给我们一条诫命。
Our Lord gives us only one command.
他说这个是新的诫命。
And the Lord Jesus said, this is a new command.
意思是每天都应该是新的。
That means that we have to do it every day.
就是彼此相爱。
This is to love one another.
你看约翰福音第十三章三十四节。
And when you look at John chapter 13 verse 34.
我赐给你们一条新命令。
This is what Jesus said, a new command I give to you.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Love one another.
我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎么相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
彼此相爱。
To love one another.
表明不是单情的。
It is not one way to love.
乃是表示有来有往的是双情道路。
It is the two ways mutual.
你又以爱去争取爱。
You need to gain love with love.
你也要以爱来产生爱出来。
Use love to produce love.
本来我们基督徒的生命。
Actually, our the life of Christians should be.
刚才也讲到，我们以义成为我们的基础的。
As I mentioned to you before, we need to be righteous.
我们没有罪，已经神算我们是义人。
We are no longer sinners. In God's eyes, we are righteous.
以公义成为我们的基础。
The righteousness is the base of every Christian.
意思是说，你凡事不会。
That means we don't live or we don't owe anyone anything.
我不应该对人有所亏欠。
It's better I don't owe any to anyone.
但在彼此相爱这件事情上。
But in the matter of to love one another.
新经耶稣明明却告诉我们。
At the Bible, Jesus clearly tells us that.
我们经常以为是有所欠。
We need to have this sense of things, or I still own something to love one another.
意思是说，好像感到经常觉得自己爱心不足。
That means you should have this sense of I don't love in love.
爱心不够。
My love for my church friends are not enough.
爱人帮助人的心不足够。
The way I try to help people, I don't do enough for them.
举个例子可以知道。
I give you an example.
好像在教会里面。
Just like in the church.
有些时候看到弟兄姐妹他们的属灵生命好像是跌倒了。
You may find someone in the church who's weak in faith.
可能我们有一种不同的反应。
Maybe there are four kinds of different response.
第一种人的反应是怎么样子的？
The first kind of people, their response is like that.
他们以为跌倒的不是我。
And they say, oh, I'm not the one faith in weak. He is the one.
所以与我们关不要理他。
It is not my business. I better don't.
可能第二种人。
And the second kind of response.
觉得他现在跌倒了。
I'm saying, oh, this person who is weak in his Christian walk.
好像给我一个提醒。
Oh, yeah, that I have to be.
我要小心啦。
I have to be alert.
否则呢，我也好像他一样会受魔鬼引诱跌倒下来啦。
Or maybe I would be the same as him.
下第二种可能性，第三种是怎么样子呢？
The third kind of person.
他想到这个弟兄，这个姐妹，他跌倒啦。
Oh, he said, oh, this brother or sister who is weak in faith.
他可能真的很难过。
And he feels sorry for this person.
很难过，为什么他会这个样子的？
How come he come to this position?
第四种人是怎么样子的？
And the fourth kind of person.
看到他跌倒了。
And say, oh, he is weak.
不但是他难过。
He's not just feel sorry for that person.
他也会去关心他。
And he will go to approach him to care for him.
用方法去了解一下
，and try to understand him，
为他祷告
，and pray for him，
并且常常觉得，为什么我的好像觉得做得不够好，以及帮助他呢
？Or think, oh, maybe I don't do enough to help him, or that's why he become like this。
在教会里面
，in the church。
其实今天保罗所讲的话
，what Paul says，
在爱人的事上。
In the matter of love,
常以为亏欠
we should have the sense of owing.
常感到爱人的心不足
and always think, oh, yeah, I don't do enough for love someone.
保罗的意思是第四种人的态度才是
What Paul means is the four kind of that person's response.
好像我们应该有这个责任。
Just think, oh, this is our duty, this is our way should.
看到人这个样子的时候，我应该去做，不做不应该的。
And when we see someone is like that, we need to do something, we need to.
啊，如我们每一个弟兄姐妹也是这个样子做。
So if every one of us here to do the same thing，
我总相信我的神必定多得荣耀。
I'm pretty sure our God will be glorified more。
道理在这里嘛。
Because it is just like that。
彼此相爱。
To love one another。
我们常以为还是做得不够好，以及常有亏欠的感觉。
As if we are owing something。
第三。
The third point。
啊，可以说是我们经常感到亏欠的第二方面。
So maybe this is the second point about we still we think we are owing.
传扬福音。
Which is to share the gospel, to proclaim the gospel.
有好像是欠人债要还这个心情。
We should have a heart, a feeling like that. I need to proclaim the gospel as if I own you.
罗马书第一章十四十五节。
In the book of Romans chapter 1:14-15,
保罗讲什么话的？
What did Paul say?
无论是希利尼人、跨外人、聪明人、愚蠢人，我们都欠他们的债。
Paul says, I'm obligated both to the Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish.
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
This is why I'm so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
保罗提到自己无论对犹太人对外邦人。
Paul he mentions here himself to Greeks or non-Greeks.
因为希利尼人外邦啊、是外邦人的一个代表。
Greeks that means the Gentiles.
啊，提到无论对那些聪明人还是愚蠢人，都好像欠他们的债。
Paul says that no matter to the wise or foolish, it seems like he is still owing to them.
保罗有一个好像欠人钱的感觉。
He has a sense of owing.
在他传福音的事上。
In the matter of sharing the gospel.
所以他说要尽我自己的力量。
That's why he said I have to do my best to eager.
好。让福音借着我能够传出去。
Eager to proclaim the gospel.
为什么今天我们不努力把福音传开去的？有些时候。
Why sometimes we don't want to proclaim or to share the gospel with other people?
是否我们真的没有保罗不感觉好像我们是欠人债这个感觉呢
？Is it because we don't have a sense like Paul has, the sense of owing to share the gospel?
我们作为基督徒，如果我们没有好像保罗传福音这个。啊，欠债这个感觉。
We are Christians, but if we don't have this sense of owing,
啊，我们很容易有一个慢慢来有一个这样的态度。
And we will become like this.
啊，好像是帮助一些慈善机构一样。
Just like when you do something for the charities.
好像做一些善事。
You do something like to do the charity.
你做善事是怎么做的
？In what attitude you do it？
喜欢做一点点呢、
I do it only when I feel like to do.
不喜欢不做了。
I don't do it because I don't want to.
啊，喜欢的时候做多一点点。
When I feel like to do it, I do more.
不喜欢的时候不去做。
If I don't like it, I don't care.
如果是这个样子
，If we are like this，
让我讲，只能说是懒蛋。
What I can say, you are cold.
只能说是不热心。
I can say you don't have a passion.
因为你没有一个欠债的那个态度。
But if we have a sense of owing,
好像是让我讲一讲，好像是啊，如真的是有欠债的时候，好像是用中文讲就好像叫赖账一样啊，这个态度。
赖账。赖账 ，or just like with neck with。Yeah, we don't want to pay back. 赖账啊，即系唔还钱。
不愿意还钱一样。
Yeah, don't want to pay back.
因为他没有罪的嘛。
Because he didn't ask for.
啊，他虽然是好像像是精英罪的，也没有好像是到我门口罪我嘛。
As long as he doesn't come to lock my door and ask me to pay.
如果我们真正没有这个感觉
，If we don't have such a sense.
那我们传福音的时候，真的是没有那个动力在一样。
So we won't have the motivation to share the gospel with other people.
但是你看保罗。
But let us look at Paul.
看他一生看到很多了。
And we can look his life, Paul's life.
他是怎么样传福音？
How he has, what he has done for the gospel.
他真正的好像欠人债那个态度。
You can see clearly that Paul, the attitude, just like he's owned the people, the gospel.
我不能不传完。
He said, I cannot stop doing it.
好像是坐立不安一个样子。
It seems like he feels so unstable if he doesn't do it.
总要想办法去啊。将这个债还清。
He tried every opportunity to pay off his debt of gospel.
好像保罗主要让我们知道这个好像成为我们的力量。
I think Paul he wants us this to be our motivation.
其实这个也是我们经常讲的，这个是个 passion， 那个激情去。
Yeah, just like it gives us a passion to do for God.
传扬福音。
To share his gospel.
把福音传给一切的人。
To proclaim the gospel in the whole world.
保罗不但是对福音传福音有，不但只好像是欠债这个感觉。
But he doesn't just have the sense of owing.
在《刚才前书》第九章十六节里面，他更说。
In 1 Corinthians 9:16, he says that.
他说：“我传福音没有可夸的。”
He said, "Yeah, when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast."
没有什么可以值得夸口的。
I cannot boast.
因为我是不得已的。
Because I'm compelled to preach.
这个不得已其实是有欠债的感觉啊。
This is because he has the sense of owing.
不能不做的。
He can't. He has to do it.
若不传福音。
And he says, "If I don't preach,
我便有祸了。
I will be in trouble."
我们有没有这个态度？
Do we have such a attitude?
觉得要真正要传福音呢？
Do we have this sense that I have to proclaim the gospel?
最后成为我们再思想的问题。
So finally, let us think about this.
让我们在我们的身体上。
So let us use our body.
荣耀上帝。
To honor our God.
刚才前书第六章二十节。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20,
也是保罗的话。
It is also the word of Paul.
保罗说什么呢？
What Paul says?
因为你们是用重价买来的。
He said that, he said, you were bought at a price.
所以你们要在你们身体上荣耀上帝。
Therefore, honor God with your body.
你们看到这经经文里面。
Can you see in this passage?
好像重价跟荣耀是相对的。
It looks like the A price and the honor, it seems they are equal.
好像告诉我们荣耀是有重量的。
It seems like to tell us that the word honor has the weight, is weight, associated with weight.
我没有详细去研究。
I haven't done any research for this word.
但是人家告诉我们荣耀这个事是跟重量是有关系的。
And I was told that the word honor is associated with the weight.
我们今天是神用重价买来的。
Everyone of us here is bought by God with a high price.
今天神要我们荣耀他。
Today our Lord asks us to honor him, to glorify him.
不单只是要我们从罪里面出来。
It's not just he taken us from the sinful nature.
乃是好像要我们知道我们的价值要怎么样，就将那个加重大的荣耀去在那里。
God wants us to know we are bought by a high price. He wants us to know the value of ourselves.
意思问我们什么呢？
That means,
你有没有觉得彼此相爱还在亏欠？
Do you still think we love one another and we still owing something?
做好一点点。
We need to do better.
这个荣耀就重一点点。
So this honor will be heavier.
你有没有去传扬福音？
Have you tried to proclaim, to share the gospel?
你多传扬福音。
The more you do to share the gospel.
这个荣耀这边也可以重一点点。
And the honor God will be heavier.
那你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean?
那我相信那个荣耀越来越多的时候，你神的荣耀就更因着我们彰显出去。
That means the more you do, the better you do is to bring more glory to God with your body.
让我们进到十九周年的时候。
So when we start in the beginning of the 19th.
以什么成为我们常常亏欠的东西？
So with this thing, what we have the sense of owing.
一方面我们感谢神。
Firstly, we have to give thanks to God.
另一方面感到亏欠的是我们要都彼此相爱。
So the feeling of owing is to remind us to love each other more.
传扬福音成为我们一定要做的事情。
To share the gospel, to proclaim the gospel must be our work.
我告诉你，我讲的差不多40分钟了
啊。I think I have preached to you for 40 minutes.
其实我讲了两件事情的。
So I have told you two things.
你自己回去看。
So when you go home, you
have... 我只是讲出你们那个意向宣言。
I just let you know the vision the, in your bulletin.
我继续讲出你们那个使命宣言。
Yeah, the vision statement.
啊，你看到吗
？The mission statement.
好了，在我祷告以前。
Before I'm going to pray.
无论读中文、英文。
It doesn't matter whether in English or in Chinese.
我们要读我们那个意向宣言。
Let us read the vision statement in the bulletin.
也读我们的使命宣言。
And the mission statement.
结果让我们真正常常有亏欠的地方。
So this is what we owing.
我们继续去做。
So we can keep going to do it.
好，我们读了，我读中文，你读英文了。
Okay.
好，我们先读意向宣言。
Let us read together the vision statement.
成为一个传扬福音的使命。
Exalting Jesus Christ as Lord in all areas of life and ministry.
因为耶稣我们的神就是爱。
Because our Lord Jesus is love.
使命宣言。
And now the vision.
我们遵命去带领
圣
者归回基督，并再排
张
兵
看
门，成为传扬委身给耶基督的门徒啊！我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
我们在天上的父
，Our Heavenly Father，
谢谢你。
We give thanks to you.
十八周年带领我们。
You have guided us in the past 18 years.
进到第十九年的时候。
Now we are on the 18th.
让我们想到是否有还是有所亏有所欠。
So we think about have we still owing something?
是否要我们继续努力在彼此相爱里面
？So we need to love one another.
让我们做得更好。
Let us do better.
让我们更晓得怎么样传扬你的名。
And let us do more effort to do the gospel.
以及更多人能够因信相信主耶稣。
So many people can be brought to you.
让我们常常以为有所亏欠，这个态度去为了工作。
Let us have this sense of owing, so we can have this attitude to do better and more for you.
成为我们的动力。
And it becomes our motivation.
祷告奉主耶稣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.